The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. That somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Here we go. We are back. And we're up and running. We are back Easter Sunday. He's back. We're
you don't
back.
Have to call it Easter Sunday if you're not religious.
But that's what
it's
it
just
is.
A Sunday.
It's I would say St. Patrick's Day. I'm not Irish. It's St. Patrick's Day. I would go, it's Halloween. I would go, this is what today is, Easter Sunday. I didn't say, I believe in Easter Sunday. Today is Easter Sunday. So am I correct or not correct?
I guess you're correct, but it bugs me.
Did I say, hey?
Hey, listen.
What?
Calm down. You're already starting a fight. I wasn't trying to start a fight.
I just said
in the general big, it's just like Christmas, I'm sure, is irritating for people who aren't Christian. You know, it's one of those things that it becomes like a national deal when it's only a certain amount of people that believe in. And also, it's just I never understood it with the hiding the eggs and the candy and the, you know, Good Friday. Do you have a joke?
Yeah.
I know. I remember one of your, who'd you go on tour with? Corey Kahaney used to, that bit made her mad.
Why did that bit make her mad?
I don't know. I think she thought it was hacky or something. She would just be like, oh, that bit.
No.
Yes.
When I go, that's the day Jesus died. I go, I don't think that was a good Friday for him.
Yeah, that's.
I go, I don't see him up there going, thank dad, it's Friday. Thing.
I think that's the part that really.
Well, that's not hacky.
Put her over the edge.
Back then, that wasn't hacky.
Back then? What do you mean? It's like, what? Oh, 80 people. By the way, that was more than 15 years ago.
Did I do that bit?
Mm-hmm.
But it's still not even hacky today if I was up there going, ooh, thank God it's Friday. Because people would go, thank God it's Friday.
Rich, stop. You don't need to explain your jokes.
Thank God it's Friday. Like TJIF, Fridays. That's why they named it
No, it's just called Fridays.
No, it was called TGIF.
The restaurant?
Yeah.
It's called Fridays.
TGIF Fridays. Look it up. I'll look it up right now.
Well, I don't know if that's important.
Well, it is important when I'm right.
Mm. Well, okay, okay, yeah, you're probably right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think you're right.
G-I, oh, wait. I-F.
What? Oh, you've got to stop your stomach from growling. It's too much. You could hear it, I'm sure.
Look at the menu. TGIF menu. Fridays. Whatever.
Oh, TGI Fridays. You're right.
All right. I don't know why my stomach's growling. I ate. I haven't taken my vitamins yet. Anyhow, yeah, there's a lot of comics that you didn't know were religious. All of a sudden, they're religious. You know, happy Passover. They're having seders over the, you know, Zoom.
Well, you're not
Zoom.
Supposed to say happy Passover, are
no,
you?
No, they're saying, you know.
Is Passover is not happy, right?
I don't fucking know. And they're doing seders on over on Zoom and stuff. And I'm not religious. I'm more of a militant Jew. I believe Jews are too passive and too laid back. I think with the money and the power Jews have, that they should be forming their own
militia. Militias. They do. Your stomach
is growling. Big deal.
So you punch it to?
Yeah.
That helps?
It knocks the gas around.
Maybe do some jumping jacks.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Get up and do some jumping jacks.
Nah, not today. I'd rather punch it. What were you saying? They have militias? Jews? Where?
In Israel.
They don't have militias.
What's that?
What? What is it?
It's got something on you.
Is it a tick?
What is it?
Oh, don't fucking tell me.
No, you don't even know what's on your body.
It's a mole.
Yeah.
Don't fucking scare people. That's.
Remember last night, Raina goes, "Oh, you got something behind your ear," and you start flipping out.
Yeah, because I'm doing yard work and I'm scared I get a tick on me.
You can just do that anytime you want to just get, you know, you going. All you have to do is be like, "What's that?" And then you're like, "Ooh, losing it."
All right, you want to wrap this up?
No.
Our 5-minute podcast. So anyhow.
Well, we've been getting on each other's nerves the last couple. We did really well, I thought, for, you know, a month. And then last couple of days, we've really been getting on each other's nerves.
Well, here, I'm going to play a little thing for you guys that I recorded.
Why don't you put it on your Instagram? This is what I told Raina to tell you to do, is get pictures of cows grazing, horses eating, pigs in their thing, and just put that as the background.
I don't know how to do that.
A little bit of background music and then that. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I'll do that after.
And then just put
this
is my wife eating.
Okay.
I was eating crackers and cheese.
Hold on. If you don't think.
Okay, your stomach is louder than my chewing.
It is. All right, let's see if you guys can hear it. Let me turn it up. And if this doesn't aggravate a person, this is Bonnie eating crackers as I'm minding my own business.
Okay, I sat down after doing a lot of yard work. I made myself a little plate of cheese and crackers and some olives, I think, you know. Baba ganoush. And then I was very much looking forward to it. I sat down, I started eating, and you went like this. I got to get out of here. And then I was like, you could just get up and leave without being a dick. Yeah, and then you came back and sat back down and just made faces at me. Like, why do you want to ruin people's joy? There's a lot of places you could go. I'm at the table eating where you're supposed to eat. You were just looking at your phone. You could have done it anywhere.
All right. This is just one example of her eating. But this is everything she eats that you could hear her eating, like anywhere in the house. Okay, here. Ready? Go. Here.
Some of it I wanted to say was me putting my hand in the bag, in the cracker box, but I don't think I had.
No, that was all chewing. And it, like, you sit there and you go, well, I love her.
No, you but don't. You do never think you. That. No,
I always
don't.
Think I love you, but
no.
I want to.
No,
I want to
like
knock your teeth out.
You hate Rain and I so much.
I don't hate you guys. How do you think I hate my family?
Rain and I talk about it amongst ourselves, like how much you hate us. Yes, because there's something. I think it's OCD. Like even when we were playing Monopoly, if anybody doesn't go right after in their turn, or somebody's like making a joke and laughing, you're like, come on. It's
that's
like
true.
It's so intense with you.
Doesn't mean I hate you.
Nobody can disrupt. Like, I mean, I think we talked about this already. If you're watching TV and Raina starts fucking with you, I don't know if you don't know how to hit pause or what the deal is, but you lose your mind so quickly.
No.
You don't want Raina to be a 12-year-old at all. You want her to be very quietly doing math at all times or something. I don't know.
I don't like her cursing.
Yeah, she's been cursing a lot. But yeah. So have we.
We're adults.
I know, but...
Oh, really? If we have sex and we go, we're having sex, then you go, oh, well, we are too. You know?
No.
No, yes. You can't compare
it. I don't think
adults.
She should swear as much as we do, but we should set a good example, which we don't.
We're adults. Adults swear, not kids, not 12-year-olds. It's disrespectful. Your turn.
Okay, I mean,
don't say I hate you guys. And if
first of all,
I
you
don't
do
hate my
act
or-
like you hate us, and you act like you're some kind of king. That this is your, you're like I was like last night. I was like, can we turn the lights down? I don't like them like that.
So I compromise, like, and turn them down a little.
No, I had to ask again. I was like, well, can we just? Because when I watch a movie, I like it to be a little bit dark. You're like, I'll fall asleep.
I didn't say you said that, you crazy person.
No,
go,
but that's
no, you go, what's wrong? You'll fall asleep.
That's yes, not, because no, that's I, what you've said before.
I've never said that.
Why don't you want the lights down then?
Because I like to see it to be bright. So I could see the TV and
No, but if it's dark, then the TV is the only thing that's bright. One time I asked you why we couldn't turn the lights low, and you said, no, I'll fall asleep. So that's the only reason.
Maybe that night I was tired. Maybe that night, but not in general. Every time lights go down, I don't just start sleeping.
Well, that's the joke that Rain and I make. It's like,
oh, when we're not talking about how much you hate us, that's a joke we make.
We do. We've made that joke before that you like. It makes no sense that the having low lights while watching TV would make you fall asleep. Because what about in a movie theater?
I fall asleep there too sometimes.
A restaurant, they have low lighting a lot of times.
Three times I fell asleep in restaurants.
But yeah, you'll lots of times I come into your room and you're sleeping with full lights on. The other night I came in, your phone was on your chest and your glasses were on, so I assumed that you had Nicorette gum in your mouth, which I worry about that you're going to. Can you imagine dying in the middle of a coronavirus from choking on your Nicorette gum? How embarrassing. How humiliating. The shame.
Just when you thought the chewing was annoying. Go ahead.
What? What do you think is my voice?
You. What were you saying? Yeah. You came in my room.
And so I
oh, here, let's.
Grabbed your foot very gently and I was like, Rich. And then I had to like start tapping your leg because you weren't responding. I was like, Rich. And then whatever part of it, you woke up, you were like, ah! You were going to kill me.
No, I was scared. You scared me.
And you have a little, what is that thing called?
Which one?
Like a hand bow.
I have my crossbow, my pistol. Crossbow,
it's a tiny.
Pistol. It's a crossbow pistol.
It's a crossbow pistol hanging by his bed. So
and
anyway,
club,
let me just say.
And my club and knife and my mace.
Edit this podcast so that you have it ready, that this part of it. I'm going to die from a crossbow
pistol. No, it's not
pistol.
Loaded.
Well, why is it hanging by your bed then?
In case I hear someone coming in or a varmint gets in the house. Varmint. I said varmint before on my landscaping videos. Is someone varmint? Okay, varmint.
Well, the varmint is just they have good breath.
Yep. Bonnie. Oh, when I was
Rich. Where's your stomach rumbling? It's the only cheering you'll get.
Is that? Whoa, Bonnie's on fire. No, I have that stuff next to my bed if I hear someone come in or whatever.
It's
my knife, my club, my nunchucks.
You have so many
mace.
It's
pepper
insane.
Spray.
It's insane. I know how I'm going to die. There's some comfort in that, I suppose.
I told you, you're not going to die by a crossbow.
Really? Is an arrow in my back?
No, no. No, it's from eating an apple. And then she'll come in, we'll watch a movie, and she sits eating an apple. And here's the thing, it's so loud, but she sits there in such denial with a smile on her face.
I'm enjoying an apple.
Like a smile, sitting there smiling, and you're sitting there going,
I cut them up now so that there's like less crunching.
Who can make that much noise eating?
You do. You make noise eating. Raina can hardly eat with you. She's like, I can't take it.
Oh, is that what you and another thing you and Raina talk about?
She does this. She does an impression of you eating. And you eat with your mouth open, and it's
I don't eat with my mouth open.
Really?
I open it to put more food in.
And you don't shove the food. For some reason, Rich feels he only has 6 bites per meal. So he tries to get everything in those 6 bites. It's like...
That's the name of my new band, 6 Bites Per Meal.
6 bites per meal, that's all you get. You gotta shove it in, and sometimes...
Your light's flashing.
That's fine.
You don't know who it is. Who is it?
My friend Stephanie.
On Sunday morning?
It's a little weird. Things have been shaken up. You know, people don't know what day it is. It's like always Sunday.
You get on the phone, you start gossiping. You're not going to get off the phone. She talked to Joe DeRosa for over an hour last night on the phone. Over an hour on Saturday night.
I haven't talked to Joe. I haven't.
On movie night.
Movie night.
He called you.
I was so sick of you by that point. I needed to get away from both you and Raina. So I said I was going to take a shower, but I didn't. I went and lay down on my bed, and Joe DeRosa called me. I'd called them earlier in the day because the roast of Joe DeRosa was played last night.
Yeah, I hosted it. I think I wrote the jokes that day. I think they called me like
one of them. One of them people keep quoting, which is funny.
Of mine?
Yeah. It says, for Bonnie, I didn't even write any. I didn't even write any jokes about Bonnie. I'm just going to hit her when I get home. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's kind of. But I think they told me the day before they asked us to do it. Like they gave us a day notice. They threw it together last minute for his birthday, which was kind of cool. It was fun.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot of notice, but anyway, so I called him to talk about that. And then he called me back. And we just started, you know, shitting on people and different people's life's work. And we were he was making me laugh really hard. And quite frankly, I needed it.
What's he doing for money? I wonder what he's doing.
Well, he's had some projects in the pipe and stuff. I don't know. These guys, I feel bad for them, man. They're like...
Plus, he's in like a little apartment, I'm sure. Does he have roommates?
No.
How do you know? You've been there?
No, but okay, so let me just say. So I did talk to Joe DeRosa for quite a while. And he told me about his screenplay and we went over that. It was enjoyable. It was like a nice time. And then when I got off, I go into your bedroom and you were like this. Sitting at your computer, you turned to me, Joe DeRosa. For over an hour.
Yeah, it was Saturday night. We were supposed to play games.
No.
And, yeah. Raina kept bugging me. When are we playing? I go, I'm waiting for mommy.
Oh, and nobody came and alerted me to that.
You knew it.
I swear that before the phone call, I heard Raina go, when are we going to play the game? And then I swear I heard her say, forget it. I don't want to do it anymore.
I didn't hear her say that.
Well, in any case, you were super jealous.
I wasn't jealous. I'm not jealous. I'm just sitting here wondering who talks for over an hour on the phone. Like you do that with, you get somebody on the phone, forget it. Stephanie, if you picked up that phone now, please, it would be fucking Memorial Day till you got off. Memorial Day.
He's good at calendar jokes. That's one thing I've always said about.
That's in May. I talked to Joe for a long time, but I do that when I'm in my car.
Well, I'm never in my car.
I would never talk to somebody when you're around generally. The minute you come home and I'm on the phone, I go, bye.
Like a lie, a fat out lie.
Only because I don't want you, like, you. Whenever I'm talking to Stephanie, you're like, you try to get a joke in.
No, I don't.
Say something.
No, I don't. Please.
Stephanie one time was like, I heard your husband doing a joke about your vagina on Sirius.
That was three albums ago or whatever.
Yeah. And then now you always are like trying to like, you know, win her back or something. I don't know.
If I walked into her room and she was in there, I wouldn't even know who it is. I think I met her once.
Yeah, we had dinner in LA once.
Oh, yeah, once. All right, where they really liked me. Everybody likes me when they first meet me.
Oh, my God. Are you Trump? Are you Trump?
Huh?
What, are you Trump?
Me. They like me when they first meet me.
No, people don't like you. Then you do win them over. And the reason you win them over is because
I'm charming.
No, no, that's not it. Wrong. Let's see. Is it on the board? No, it's not. It's because you won't change. They're like, well, I guess we're stuck with this personality.
I love watching those Steve Harvey, a Family Feud mess ups.
Yeah, sometimes I walk by your room and you're just sitting on your computer laughing at that shit.
It's so funny.
You're like, I can hear Steve Harvey's voice and then that Steve Harvey thing of like, okay, all right. And then, really?
What?
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 Why would you do that?
What, pass gas? That's what's stopping my stomach from growling.
Why didn't you just walk over there and do it? The bathroom's right there.
Who walks out of the room?
When they're on a podcast? Yeah, people do, or they keep it in.
You don't hear my stomach growling, do you?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that Steve Harvey stuff is funny on Facebook.
And then this is Rich.
Oh, really? Oh, God. Exaggerating Evelyn. That's the closest thing I could come up with. I really don't have any humor anymore. This is really getting on my nerves, this fucking staying home. And when you go to the supermarket, it looks like a bunch of zombies walking around. You know, I am glad they're not letting people in the supermarket without masks. When I see people without a mask, I'm going, what the fuck? What kind of
masks
person?
Don't help very much, but it shows that it's better than not wearing. Yes, that's what I'm saying. It shows
that you care,
that you're going to be more careful. If I see somebody without a mask, I think this person doesn't care at all. They're touching everything.
I saw a person online. They show pictures of, you know, when you take your gloves off. He took them off with his mouth and he's holding his glove in his hand like that, you know, as he's doing something. Well, what's the sense of wearing gloves, stupid? You see some dumb people online, the stuff they wear. Like, I haven't been to Walmart in weeks. Like, we'll go to the supermarket or Lowe's. And even Lowe's, we're pretty much all we need is some garden stuff now. And there's a better place. I mean, that's almost outside when you go to Lowe's now, because all the garden stuff is outside. But we'll go to the supermarket or Lowe's. The other day, I had to drive to Pennsylvania, to Easton, to go to the archery store. And it was by appointment. You got to go in by appointment because the one in there. And I was having anxiety, like driving that far and going in there. I got an anxiety. What are you, you're upset? Why'd you raise your hand like that? Go, oh my God.
I'm listening to you tell a story.
But I had to drive to Easton. I wanted to look at crossbows. And I thought, you know, the one place in Jersey I go to that's close, you know, they have crossbows for $500-$700. The cheapest one there was $2,000. I go, I'm not spending $2,000 for a crossbow. I'm only going to get one shot off anyhow. So I had some other work
before
done.
Before you die, you mean? Yeah. Before you get killed?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then again, if I get killed, what does it matter what I spent on the crossbow? Because I'm dead.
Can't take it with you.
Yep. So anyhow, I was driving there and I was getting such anxiety. Like, I can't even imagine when we go back to work and everything, how much fucking anxiety you're going to have. Like, how we used to all sit in the back of the cellar all cramped together, or clubs with people the last thing that's going to come back is entertainment.
Well, I was thinking about this because I thought that too. But then I was thinking maybe it's more like it'll be more underground. Like, you know, it's like people want to do stuff that's not, people like taking risks, you know, but maybe that'll be one of the things like skydiving or something where you're like, oh, I'm scared. I'm going. Well,
I don't know.
Sitting in a room with other people laughing is such an amazing experience, honestly, and you can't get it hardly ever. Like just this.
Now you can't. Before you could.
Well, but even then, you know, people took for granted this sort of like stand up. They were kind of always like, I don't like people would always be like, I don't like comics. I don't think they're funny. People were really starting to be mean about comedy. Even like every review was like, this old guy doesn't need to be doing it anymore. You know, the bathroom was 2 more feet, but good try.
I walked out of the room.
And
that's the young kids. That's the new generation.
Yeah, but even the new but even when they reviewed their own shit, it was like this. It wasn't like it was like Clapter or like this kind of like everybody's on the same page. Yay. But that's not what like when there's a room full of people like really belly laughing at stuff. It's so re-energizing. It's amazing. And now it's kind of gone.
Well,
and it might never come back. I don't know.
Well, art will always come back. Some form
art of art will, but I'm just saying, being cramped in a room where you can sort of feel everyone else's breath on you and laughing, that kind of energy is. And we were lucky to experience it for so long.
I think you know stuff will come back, like barbers, you know, places to get your hair cut. Nail salon, you know, small places will be the first to come back. Some restaurants. To me, bars and entertainment are going to be the last thing. Easily the last thing. Nobody.
But that's what people want the most.
I know, but it's going to be, you know, with Big Brother controlling everything, you know, whatever.
Wait, you have a Big Brother?
Yeah. You know, another thing, too, this is a different discussion. I'm looking on Instagram last night, and there's people that have so many followers and whatever they say, people like it.
Mm-hmm.
Just why do they, you know, even if it makes
well,
no
because,
sense.
Think about it this way. How many followers do you have on Twitter or Instagram or something?
Instagram, not many, 22,000.
Okay. So you have 22,000. So when you write stuff, people, and I see it, they go, love you, Rich. You're the best.
No, I'm not saying that. Just liking it.
I know. But just follow me here. And then there's somebody else that comes to your page and is like, "What? I don't get it. Why are all these people loving him? They don't understand." That's because people have different tastes and things. And when they like I follow this girl on Instagram, and it's a weird reason why I follow her, but it's like she seems so vapid and ridiculous to me. And people are like, they defend her. She's got like this like an army. That and it's just like, what are they seeing? What
is
are they?
Comic?
No.
She's well, no. You see, like somebody gets 50,000 likes. Do you think that person that gets is looking through the likes, going, "Oh, that guy liked it. I'm glad he liked it." Or you don't?
No, no. It. I'm just saying, anyone. It happens with you as well. Like you think your followers are true and sane.
I usually don't go on the other side and start looking at other people's posts and liking. Because I would be there all night.
I like that you call it the other side. Like it's, yeah, the other you'll side. Do that after you die. Right no. Now, you just concentrate on you. But do you think that's narcissism?
No, I think it's so I don't spend all night on fucking Instagram. If I start reading, you know, I'll look at a couple of them, the first 5 or 6, and then I'll go. I don't even spend that much time on Instagram. I sit and read Facebook still. I like Facebook. You know,
because it's arguing. That's no, your life's blood.
I don't argue. I don't fight with those
no,
people.
No, you respond a lot.
No. Not arguing.
The thing I, not, the reason that
I block.
I'm not on Facebook anymore is just because I just don't understand. First of all, I guess it's for people who have actual friends on Facebook. My actual friends are not. It's like I,
all the people. I just said yes to every single person who asked for a friend request in the beginning because I didn't understand it, I guess. And now it's just like my feed is a bunch of people I don't fucking know.
Yeah, but see, that's how, same with, you know, Instagram is only entertainers or comics I know. Facebook are people I went to school with or I grew up with.
Right.
So they're not on Instagram because they're not entertainers or whatever. Well, so
yeah, like my sisters and stuff, they're always posting stuff on Facebook and I'm always like, I don't know. I didn't get it.
Yeah, but I'll read stuff from people I grew up with, you know. So it's different. I just go to Instagram because that's the thing to do. I mean, I could put my videos, my landscaping videos on Instagram and stuff. And I put them on Twitter, you know, but I don't know. I just, you know, if someone gets 30,000 or 20,000 likes, they're not rifling through going, oh, this other comic liked me. I'm going to like that person. You know, I think people are liking other people thinking, well, if I like them, then
no. Listen, on Instagram, this is how I do it. I go double click, double click, double click, double click, double click. I mean, it has to be somebody that I don't know. It's like I follow some famous people on Instagram, so I don't double click theirs. But
what's double almost click?
That's a like.
All you gotta do is hit it once.
Well, that's if you hit the heart, but if you hit the picture, double click. Oh. But so you just, I just go through and do that. Lots of times, I don't even hear or listen to what they're saying.
It might get you in trouble doing that.
That's the way everybody does it. That's the way everyone does it.
But what's the sense of doing it?
I don't know
it?
Why.
It's just false advertisement.
Yeah, it's Instagram. I don't weird. Get it. It's all about liking. Twitter is all about trolling. Facebook is all about arguing. These are the differences of the social medias.
What's TikTok?
It's all about dancing.
Well, I don't know. I just Instagram, you know, once in a while I'll like your stuff. That's about it. And I feel bad like other people. I like Jeff Ross's stuff because he always likes mine.
Oh, see, you're doing it too.
That's why I don't do it.
He's just going through. And
I don't go on the other side though. I try not to because I'm going to sit there, you know, and see people getting all these likes. I'm going, well, why?
Is that what you do? You look at their likes?
No. Yeah, if I'm only looking at like four or five, it comes right up. It comes right up how many likes they get.
Right, I know, but you're comparing.
No, I'm not comparing because I know I'll never get that many likes because I only have 22,000 followers. So I'll never get the likes that these other people get. I started Instagram late, like I do everything late. And I don't even try. I just put up my videos, but how do people even get more followers? They got to try. There's got to be a way.
This is how you get more followers. You use hashtags because people, I follow hashtags too also. So like I follow vegan dinner hashtag. So whenever anyone uses that hashtag, it comes up on my feed.
See, I wouldn't even, I don't go to my feed.
I follow New Jersey Birds, hashtag New Jersey Birds.
See, I don't, my followers are real. I don't try to lure in fake followers like that.
I don't know what lure in fake followers. I didn't say I use those hashtags. I'm saying if you use, like, say you go New York comedy, hashtag New York comedy, somebody might be looking for New York comedy. So they put in that and then they come to your page and they're like, oh, this is funny. Let me follow this guy. He seems interesting and funny. I'm interested in that thing.
Oh, well.
So. I don't ever use hashtags, but that's a way to get followers and a way to get people interested in what you're doing. And I'm, and then another way is, so you go on Mark Norman's page and you go, haha, you make some funny comment on his page. And then that gets a lot of likes and people see, oh, Rich Voss. I like him. I like Mark Norman. So of course I like Rich Voss. And now they're following you also.
I don't want his followers.
Okay. Who should I have used? Dan Soder?
I like Dan. I like Mark too, but I'm just kidding. Because I had Mark, like, did you see that thing? I think they put it on Twitter and they're doing it with all different things now, but they had comics, like six houses and they had like five comics in each house. And what house would you like to go to?
Uh-huh.
And in our house, it had me, Norton, Bobby Kelly, Colin Quinn, Florentine, and Mark Norman.
Uh-huh. Poor Mark.
And the guy that put it up, I said, look, take Mark Norman out. you're fucking, and put Patrice in our house. And I go, you know, whatever. And nothing against
a dead body is better than Mark
no. There's Robbins. Other houses have Pry or Carl, whatever. I said, Patrice, that would be our house, you know. And I said, do it now, or by at the other, or by Sunday at the latest, which was like 5 days ago. And
Sunday was 5 days ago.
When I did it, when I replied to the guy,
so
I
today,
said,
by today,
and he has nothing against Mark Norman, but he would be in a house with like his friends, like his crew, Joe List, Dan Soda.
I think for somebody who's not interested in Facebook, you're taking this shit.
This was Twitter. It wasn't Facebook.
Twitter. I mean, you're taking it a little seriously.
No, well, if in my house, like in your house, it would be you, Marina, you know.
Nikki. Oh, it's gender.
No, it's friends. The friends you're usually the friends or
Joe DeRosa
or your crew
would be in ours.
Yeah, he would probably be in yours. Joe, he's like a fucking gossiping broad. Yeah.
Oh, you're not. Please.
I'm a gossiping broad.
You and Bobby Kelly are like, and Keith. You guys are all just like yakking away to each other all the time, constant.
Yeah, we're probably talking. It's great comics talking amongst each other,
but never for an hour, right? 15 minutes cap.
We don't talk for an hour. The other day, I was driving home from my anxiety attack in Pennsylvania. I was on a three-way call with Bobby and Colin. Then I had to hang up when they started fucking. You got to watch. Gamora. I'm watching it. It's okay. It's the greatest thing that's ever happened. It's fucking okay.
Is it about Sodom and Gomorrah?
No, it's about gangsters and fucking the mob or whatever in Italy.
You really have a sweet spot for death row movies and TV shows, right?
Prison ones. Prison. Yeah, they're cool. Look at that thing on my back again. Feel it. It's a mole.
Yes, it's a mole. I was fucking around. I was just trying to make you go crazy.
Oh, that's nice. That's a good way to start Easter Sunday.
What's that?
That's nothing, you fakeness.
Damn. Wow. Coming at me hard on Easter Sunday. Is this your Easter Sunday best right here?
In over a month since we've been here, I haven't put on jeans once.
Well,
it's
how do
been
you
sweatpants
know?
Sweatpants every day.
I put on a pair of jeans the other day just to like punish myself, I guess. And they were so tight. It was the worst day. I was like, ugh, I can't breathe. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
I haven't stopped myself from eating one thing that I wanted to eat.
Me either. I keep walking past that cake, taking a piece of it. I think I hear her upstairs. Look who got out of bed. Look who has risen on Easter Sunday.
Yes.
Look who is.
She has risen.
Uh-oh. I think she might be coming down the stairs. Quarter after 12. Look who rolls out of bed.
She's really getting on my nerves lately.
Not me. I hear it. Look.
Because she argues every single thing you say.
I don't know. I think I love her and no matter what.
Oh, do you think that?
No,
you think you love her?
I know I love her, and whatever she does,
you can love someone and still be annoyed by them. What's wrong with you?
She doesn't annoy me except when she comes flying down the stairs. Look who has risen! Yo, it's Easter Sunday, homie. Why are you going to take off that outfit that you've been wearing?
You're not sitting on my lap today. It's
are you going to take off that outfit you've been wearing for a couple days?
Yes, maybe.
Your underarms last night killed us. We played charades last night, and Raina's really good at acting things out.
They're horrible. A job as a mime is not going to happen for her. Sorry.
She comes in and hugs you and walks right past me, and I'm the nicest to you. Don't.
Can I pick your scalp?
Get out of here.
Can I?
Yeah, go ahead. She's over there. We listened to Mommy chewing on the recording I have.
Ooh, get away. You stink so bad.
I just woke up.
It's because you woke up? Yeah. Oh, then your smell dissipates throughout the day.
You have risen. You're like Jesus. You've risen on.
Oh, don't put your arms up.
You are. You're a smelly little Melly.
You honestly, you smell like.
Shower.
It's like if you smelled that and you didn't know it was her, you'd be like, there's a leak, there's a gas leak or something.
First of all, she goes, I'll take a shower. She won't go take a shower.
Yes, I will. When? Shower after I eat.
I would do it before I eat so you could sit down and have a nice meal. Quit sitting behind me dancing that stupid.
Oh, he's the nice one.
Yeah. That fucking Hoochie Mama shit. What's it called?
Okay. Rich, let's talk about this. Rich has a very big issue with the TikTok dances.
Because she nonstop dances.
She practices her TikTok dances all the time.
Yeah, she's walking around like a stripper. It's like sitting.
Is
what?
No,
is it? Look at her. She's doing the wave and some arm movements.
No, she sits here and like dances like it's all.
Rich.
It's come on, nonstop. She'll sit down doing
this. This is exactly what we were talking about before.
What were we talking about before?
How the king has to lay down the law. Anything that you.
Yeah, look at her nonstop with her hips and shaking around like it's.
That says 12. More about you than her.
No.
It does. It
what's
does.
It say? It says. It's creepy.
It's you're the one who's creepy.
No, I'm not creepy. I'm not sitting there going, dance for me. I'm going
to. No, you're
stop.
Getting angry.
Well, if it's nonstop, if she did it a couple times, but. All day long. You don't.
You chew your gum all day long.
I pay attention to her. You don't pay attention. All day long, she does it.
I know the dances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Who's paying attention?
Well, because she taught you the dances.
What?
What?
You just said I pay attention and.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
Why is this?
We're back. Woo. We almost had a little problem there.
Before you start the podcast, all right. Go through and make sure there's none.
I did, but I didn't go all the way
up. No, you delete it because I want to talk about this
no,
issue.
No, I don't have to delete it. We'll tape over it. We're going to tape over it. Listen, we got to wrap this one up anyhow.
No, why?
I just said 24 hours a day she's doing it.
But that's what I'm talking about, where you get so irritated if people aren't just, you want her to sit in a corner quietly doing math.
No, I want her to do stuff like, go online and do piano lessons and you know, she has a nice piano downstairs, an electric keyboard, you know, start doing stuff that's productive while she's home. We try to be productive every day. At least I do. And so do you. So I want my daughter.
Well, that's 2 out of 3. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You just said we, and then you go, I mean, at least I do. And so do you.
So
you
do
had
you.
To add it because you only wanted to say yourself, but then you
no,
realized.
No, in my mind, I'm going, I have to do something productive every day. And I'm sure in your mind, you go, I have to do something productive.
I don't think about it like that.
I do.
I just think about the things I want to do. This is the time.
To be productive,
no,
not to dance.
The time is to do whatever you want to do.
No, it's to be productive too and do whatever you want to do. Yes. But also too. When she's could be on, you know, at least a half an hour a day taking piano lessons online or going on YouTube and learning piano. And it would be, you know, whatever. To sit and do Minecraft all day and dance all day is a waste.
But the dancing, it gets under your skin.
Yeah, because it's all day long. Yes,
no,
it's not.
No, that's
yes.
not what it is.
It is.
The hoochie mama part of it, you say.
Oh, that too.
What is she doing that's so hoochie, mama?
Come on. That's not...
Moving her shoulders?
No, her whole body. It's like...
To the music? A rhythm?
There's no rhythm. She just comes down and stands behind you doing it, dancing like that. It's ridiculous. Nonstop. You don't think that's weird that somebody's dancing?
No, that's what everyone's doing. Go look at any 12-year-old. Any 12-year-old
maybe
is
I'm out of
that.
Touch. Where am I going to go find what other 12-year-olds are doing?
I don't know, but I'm just saying, like, I can see being irritated that she's always doing the dancing.
Yes.
But to call it Hoochie Mama is, like, weird. It's weird. It says something about you.
It doesn't say anything about me. That's what I call it. That's the kind of dancing that's what I call it. So there. What's it
to
say?
To be mad because somebody...
I'm not mad. I get
wiggles
aggravated.
Wiggles their shoulders?
Listen, I'm not saying, I'm just saying it's a waste of time 24 hours a day.
Oh, that's what, now you're going to, because I'm getting mad about the other thing. You're going to take that back?
Come here for a second. Didn't last week you promise that you would go online and start taking piano, doing piano lessons, huh?
I forgot.
You forgot? I reminded you. You can't always say I forgot. I did.
Failed tonight.
You have piano. You have a piano downstairs.
No, and I use it.
That we, you know, it costs a lot of money.
Does it always come down to that?
No, it was a gift.
Yes, and Grandma gave it to her.
I know. It was only instead of saying, "Hey, you're right. Start doing piano lessons. You're gonna."
I'm not saying anything because I honestly kind of done with both of you. To be honest,
really, move out. Yeah. Where are you gonna go?
There's nowhere to go. I gotta just.
I'm gonna buy I'll buy us a trailer so we can take turns sleeping in it.
There's no possible way I'm gonna get closer in a more enclosed space.
I'm gonna back it up in our driveway and get a trailer and get a SUV with a trailer hitch. One of the small ones that you hitch to your SUV. I don't think a BMW can drag a trailer.
But you don't even need anything that big. You need something that just goes on the top of your car.
What do you mean it goes on top of your car?
You know, because you're going to get to a place and then it's like one of those ones that turns into a tent thing.
On top of your car? You've seen those?
Yeah. No, you don't put it on. You're just transporting it that way. Then when you get to your place.
A trailer on top?
No, it turns into like a magnificent tent.
On top of your car tent. Yeah, I've seen those.
Okay, I'm saying that's all you need because Rain and I won't be with you.
Oh.
So you just need something for yourself.
No.
Yeah, no, we won't be coming with you. I shouldn't speak on behalf of Raina, but I'm pretty sure that
Raina,
sitting in a trailer doing piano lessons isn't something she's looking forward to.
But you would definitely like to go up in the woods camping in a trailer. You probably would. You're adventurous.
You're horrible to be with at the best of times. I can't imagine if she's.
I like car rides and I like sitting down on my phone.
You're getting wood. She's doing a dance. You'd be yelling your.
I would say,
off.
Help me get wood. Look at her. Do you think that's productive? She could be taking a shower right now.
You could be doing something productive too, but you're doing the podcast. I mean,
you don't think that's productive?
Like, she's kind of right.
I mean, you could be doing anything when you're watching a movie. You could be doing something productive. Me doing two TikTok dances isn't going to stop me from doing anything the whole day.
Here, you can't just talk like that. Go away. Go away.
Who?
Her.
Why?
I don't know. She rubbed me the wrong way last night. I'm not over
it yet. She didn't rub me the wrong way. She cursed and then apologized.
Yeah.
Stood outside the bathroom while I was taking a pee, and I came out, and she's standing there like a zombie. I'm sorry for cursing. Why would you apologize? Why did you talk into the mic?
I felt bad.
No, because she thought she wasn't going to have Easter.
No, it's because I felt bad.
Why?
Not everything I do is some manipulative meanness.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
You have a motive all the time.
Yes, and my notice was I felt bad.
You felt bad?
Yes.
Well, your motive should be getting close to the mic or leaving the room.
Oh, my God.
She's so mean.
Is this better? See what I mean?
What?
She's
oh my God, it tastes so.
She won't just do what you ask her to do. She's got to just argue about.
All over the mic. Look at that.
Your mic is tastes like weird.
Well, don't eat the mic. How about that?
Tastes like his gum.
Do you think it's?
It tastes like his spit.
Say the things you're gonna do this week that are productive. Three things that are productive.
Oh, now you're teaching her to list things.
Online piano lessons.
What about ukulele?
Okay, online.
Well, she's got to take school this week.
Online
she's back on.
Instrument lessons.
Yes.
Online school.
Well, you have to do that.
I know. Still productive. You got to do work. That's productive. And. Right. And.
Taking a shower doesn't count. That's self-preservation.
I'll write a movie.
Well, whatever.
I'll write a children's book. About a cucumber who goes to a spa and then gets chopped up and used for eye masks.
Oh my goodness. Harsh.
It's my dream. I'm gonna write that.
Okay.
I think that came to me in a dream too.
So Ed, what is the moral? Usually kids' stories have some kind of moral.
The moral is don't go where you don't belong.
Oh
don't,
my God.
Curiosity killed that cucumber.
Curiosity killed
the don't cucumber. Follow your dreams, I think is what you're saying.
No, it's don't follow the spa. Oh. If you're a cucumber. It's curiosity killed the cucumber. I'm patenting that. No one better copy that freaking idea. We'll make that today.
All right. Thank you.
Right. Peace out, homie.
Nah.
Gotta go.
Nah.
I gotta turn this
off.
This
one for the boom system. I see.
Well, folks, have a happy Easter if that's what you believe in. Well, this isn't gonna go up today anyhow, so I'll say, I hope your Easter was as well as you wanted it to be. What? Isn't that nice?
How she like just turns into somebody professional.
What's that? Like,
it's so weird that like if you cut this podcast up, you'd hear like, get out of here, you creep. I hope your Easter was as well as you wanted it to be.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I do.
Good what?
Hope you have a good dinner.
Yeah, don't people usually have good dinners on Easter?
Can you stop talking away from the mic?
I'm sorry. Don't people usually have nice dinners on Easter?
They have their Easter dinners, well, yeah.
Why are you suddenly caring about this podcast? You're always like, I don't want to do the podcast.
She's the one who made me do it today on Easter.
Yeah, because we got nothing else to do.
We have tons of yard work.
I mean, we're supposed to be interesting, creative, funny people, and yet we're not doing our podcast. Like,
so you're saying we should do it 3 times a week?
Sure.
No way.
I mean,
we got nothing to say 3 times a week.
Oh, yeah, you got plenty.
Yeah, give me a subject. What's our next podcast? Give me a topic, Raina.
The next thing Mom yells at us for.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's a lot of what the podcast is about.
Is that all I do? Just yell at people?
No, you make nice meals. You're a good home keep. You're.
Stop talking without a mic.
Oh my God! Then give me your mic. You clean up.
What else? By the time we get out,
I made like 10 clues that she has to follow to find her chocolates. Even though I don't believe in Easter.
And one clue is, well, you know, one of the clues is you got to move out for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. I got to go.
You do?
Yeah.
You do?
Wait, hold on. Oh, wait, just keep going until it goes over that, so it tapes over that.
Why don't you just ever start a new, like, why do you...
Stop.
Oh, sorry. Why don't you ever just start a new, like... Recording, why do you always use the same one?
It's not the same one. That one caught up. I emptied out everything. And
no, you could just write.
I did wipe it out.
No, you wouldn't wipe it out. But if you wipe it out, then there would not be the other track. Why don't you just create a new, like, recording? A new.
That's what I did. Started a new recording.
No, you didn't. Because if you did, then there wouldn't.
Oh, don't come down here telling me how I did it.
How would you start a new recording?
Don't you have chapstick? Do you have chapstick? Your lips are so. Oh. Look, you're falling apart, and you're only 12. Your underarms, you look.
That's how.
Here, guys, you can smell.
I think that's why you stink like that when you only drink grape juice. Like, your sweat is like
I
wine.
I drink more than grape juice. Just had a stroke.
All right, we got to wrap this up. Oh, we hope we
also drink smooth chocolate. We hope we
helped you get through this a little bit somehow.
Iced tea.
Any parting things you want to say? Anything you want to say to them before we leave?
I just finished my antibiotic.
VossReina@gmail.com. My PayPal.
Don't go begging for money.
No,
Stop your begging.
Stop. There's a lot of people that need money.
Yeah, that need money.
Yeah, I'm just talking to the rich people who might want to give people money.
They want to give people like Joe DeRosa that need it.
Yeah. No, I deserve the money because
no, you don't, and quit begging. And we're,
I'm not begging; it's to a charity, the Reina Foundation.
No,
yes,
and that money should go to people that are hungry.
Don't have.
Oh, brother! Anyhow, I hope you had a nice holiday, Easter, Passover, whatever.
@gmail.com.
No, bug off! Get rid of that. Stop it! You act like you know what? Do some work around here. Maybe you could earn an allowance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do already.
What? Oh, she does turn down.
I water the plants. I do turn down, and I make sure Allie has food and water.
Big deal.
Yeah.
I know, big deal.
Okay, you're the one who came up with those rules. I don't know.
Okay, everyone.
All right. Peace out.
Bye.
Peace out, guys.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally
totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb.
She really hates him, and it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.